Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, we know Christmas can be tough for those on low incomes or in difficult housing situations, but with rising living costs adding to those pressures this year, it's a busy week for charities lending a helping hand. Drive Time's John Cook spent the day with staff and volunteers at the Midwest Simon Food Bank in Limerick as they distributed Christmas food hampers to those in need.
That's right, and it was a busy day here for Midwest Simon, who run food banks in Clare, Tipperary and here in Limerick City, where they gave out 800 hampers from 10 a.m. today. Queues had formed at Christchurch Hall from before 9, and not surprisingly, many of those I spoke to talked about rising food costs and energy bills, as you'll hear.
It's rough, like, it's hard to get stuff, like, you know what I mean? The cost of living, like, it's just gone through the roof, like.
Do you know, what are you struggling with most now?
Food and bills. Do you know what I mean? Heating.
Heating.
Like, yeah. Where I am, where my apartment is, like the heaters, like, would eat the electric, like. Do you know? But you have to put them on, like, it is cold.
Groceries are gone through there and siding shops. Some weeks are gone up 20 cents. Other weeks are gone up 50 cents. Even gifts are at double. Because I was out in the shop there last week and had candles, 60 euro reduced to 30. They were never 60 euro. We're now 30, 25 euro.
We don't need 60 euro candles, do we?
No.
Go to my sister's for Christmas. I don't have to cook.
That's definitely a great help on Christmas Day. I hope you enjoy it.
Thanks.
You're getting some
much.
Help with food, some hampers today.
Yes.
It's all needed, or how are you finding the cost of living bills lately?
Oh, desperate altogether, actually. Mm-hmm. We do have to stay in the cold sometimes.
Really? You would stay in the cold?
Yeah, well, not a choice with the price of everything.
Like. Take one of those hampers there, they're giving it out. Thanks. It's a bag of food.
It's a great help, actually, now, and I'm sort of helped to a lot of people around here.
Happy Christmas to
many
you.
Many happy returns, all thanks.
Take care.
My name is Jenny Walsh. I'm the Food Bank and Distribution Coordinator for Midwest Simon. So we've done our monthly food bank already, so people are coming to collect food that has been donated by the Redemptress. Every year Father Seamus Enright gives us food for Christmas. So in the hampers this year there's chocolates, biscuits, potatoes, there's some cakes and U-logs. So,
as well as essential food items then as well?
Yes, there's pasta, tinned food, cereals. I think there's butter and a few extras in it as well.
These bags are heavy. There you go. No.
Thanks very much.
No worries, I'm glad to help if I could do something. I'm just wondering, tell me why you came here today.
Well, I come to collect because I'm actually living in a mobile at the moment. We had to sell our house over the price of living.
Really?
Yes, and my two children are sick. One bronchitis, the other with a kidney infection. I'm on disability and basically we can't afford to keep roof over our heads.
And now you live in a mobile home?
And now I live in a mobile home with two children.
And how is that? Is it warm? Is it okay?
No, we've single glazed windows. Every morning, the last few mornings, we've ice on the inside of our windows, waking up every morning. It's just not fair. It's not fair on us.
But you have plans to build a house, or you'd
have
like
plans,
to?
Yeah, we're hoping to build.
Could you get a mortgage, or can you afford to do that?
Well, because I'm not working, obviously the loan and the mortgage is lower, like, do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. You'd hope to do that, but you think the planning is taking a long time?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. The price of things, sure, we're dipping in and out of, you know, money and things like that, so I can't see it going ahead. Could take up to 5 to 10 years by the time we're put into a house, so it is very hard to make Christmas special for them. You're under a lot of pressure, do you know what I mean? It's not fair on the children. They should be able to enjoy. The way I see it is, we had 3 years of COVID. This is the 1 year they should be able to enjoy Christmas, and it's like that we're put under pressure, that we're struggling to make it good for the children.
I never come before, but my friend, she told me that they're giving food, they're helping people.
And you need that kind of help?
Yeah, because I have 4 children. I think it's help, yeah. I appreciate them.
How have you been coping with the cost of everything recently?
Paying rent is very high. An electrician. Everything's getting expensive now. It's not like before.
Will you get to enjoy Christmas, do you think? Will this help to make it special?
Yeah, they make us smile a little bit. People there helping, like, they get, like, things for the kids and some toys, you know.
Well, I'm glad people are helping to make you smile. I'm sure those kids will be smiling as well on Christmas. So happy Christmas to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
It's been a very busy year for Midwest Simon, they say. As well as supporting over 700 people in emergency accommodation, their food banks in Nina, Ennis and Limerick have supported over 7,000 people, with 25,000 food parcels given out through the year. And with many of those I met coming for Christmas hampers for the first time today, spokesperson Jackie Leonard said she expects an even busier new year.
I'm actually worried and concerned about January. It's going to be a scary time. I think our numbers are going to be significantly up. January is always kind of a time where people are really feeling the pinch. You know, we do get support from the European Union for all of our food. But then, you know, Midwest Simon, we look after the rent, we look after the vans on the road, petrol and diesel in the cars, insurance, forklifts, all of that. That's all run by fundraising. So the food bank is a lifeline for so many people, but we rely on the community for financial support to keep the operation going.
Can I ask you why you come here, or if you come here before?
I care for my daughter who's got autism, but I'm still providing for two children at home. My income is €272 a week. And my rent is 60. I have a county council house. And then with just the cost of everything, I just cannot pay my electricity. I literally, some weeks, I have stopped going shopping every week. And eventually there, a couple of months ago, I just reached out for a bit of help because I literally couldn't put food on the table. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I had to ring the school for help as well to provide lunch for my daughter. Yeah, so it was a low point. I never had to do that before my whole entire life, you know?
You say it's a low point. Is it tough queuing up for a parcel like this for Christmas?
At the start it was a bit, but you know, hunger gets over your pride. You know, and I justifiably am here, and I am deserving of the help. I'm a good mom, and I've got three grandchildren as well, and... You know, they're not getting Christmas presents this year. Like, that's just not happening.
Really?
You know, they know that, and it's fine. You know, and I mean, we made cards, and we just, you know, we're gonna be fine. Like, you know, just we haven't died of winter yet. Like, you know, so.
Will you still enjoy Christmas, do you
Absolutely,
think?
Yeah. I'm just grateful to be alive, and I have my health. Thankful that I'm here to, you know. And
it sounds like they're very lucky to have you, I think, as well.
Well, absolutely. We love each other very much, and things will improve. You know, I mean, it's not always going to stay like this.
Well, the ESV at the minute is killing me. I don't have central heating in my house. I have only an electric heater and a fire. The fire is just eating the coal, so I'm constantly using the electric heater. 70, 80 quid a week. I have my shopping on top of that, then, which is another 50 quid. Mm. I'm a single man, fair enough, but still... Do you know, it's a lot of money for me. It's just hard. And this
are you working or have you got money coming into the house?
No, I'm in the Civic Trust. I'm doing a scheme. I'm getting €230 from that. That's still not enough. Like. Uh-huh.
Will you share Christmas with anyone else then? Well, or?
I'm hoping my son will be up for Christmas. Hopefully I'll be cooking this Christmas instead of being on my own again like last Christmas, you know. Uh-huh. It's always tough being on your own for Christmas. But yeah, it was.
So hopefully you'll have some company and some food in the bag
well,
there as well.
I've been a bonus here now with this, you see. So I'm happy with that. Like.
The cost of living is after rising. Food has gone through the roof. So I have two kids at home. I need help and support when I can get it. So Simon Community give it. So why not take it? Like, to me, they're very good to me. Like gas and electric and the whole lot. Like, it's mad, like the prices of them.
Did the energy credits from the government on your bills help?
They lightened the load a bit on a weekly thing, so I have an extra 20-30 euros, but the prices of the electric is after going through the roof, so it's costing me more in the long run.
So to give more in the new year, so I'm sure that'll all be a help. But right now for Christmas, food, presents,
it's a tight Christmas is what it is. It is a tight Christmas this year, so
will it be a good Christmas still, even if it's a tight one?
Listen, once my kids are happy, it's going to be the best Christmas ever. Once they have a smile on their face, I'm happy. So, and I know they will, like, so that's it, like.
Dead right. Happy Christmas to
you
all.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
And I wish them all a very happy Christmas indeed. That's John Cook reporting from the Midwest Simon Food Bank in Limerick there.